Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
It's taken every ounce of me, Raven, not to watch this so we could watch it together.
I told you that if you watched it without me, I was going to be very upset.
Okay, so this weekend, something strange happened at the U.S. Open. It's Anna and Raven. Novak Djokovic, he's ranked number one in the world. So he got mad because he was losing. He lost a point or something like that. So he hits a ball off the court and he nails a linesman right in her throat.
Now, to be fair, Anna and I know very little about tennis.
Very little.
All right, very little about tennis. But I know that this guy is on a tear. He's getting older. He's trying to make, you know, match certain records or whatever. And him and Nadal, basically well known as the best players, I believe, in the world.
And all, right? I know is that when I go to the U.S. Open, I like to drink those drinks, the honey deuces.
Sure.
But I don't know anything that's going on, but I do enjoy those cocktails.
Right. You just clap when everybody else does.
That's it.
That's the way to follow along in tennis if you don't know what you're talking about.
So he hits this lady in the throat.
You make it sound like he turned around and throat punched a lady. From what I understand.
We don't know yet. We don't know.
He hit
the video.
From what I understand, he hit a tennis ball in frustration, like backhanded it away from him.
Okay.
And it happened to hit somebody in the throat, which is just bad luck.
Then he got disqualified from the whole tournament, which is like a really big deal.
I mean, he's 26-0. He was undefeated going into the tournament here. So it is a big deal. I mean, he was widely expected to do well. But I guess if you hit one of the lines workers or whatever they're called, the precedent is that they would be kicked out. I just don't know whether or not it's actually viable, whether or not it was worth it this time.
Right. And he says that he is so sad and he is so embarrassed by the whole thing. But I think it's one of those moments that define you because, like, people are always going to remember, oh, the guy that hit the lady in the throat.
John McEnroe was like, this could be the thing he's known for in his career. John McEnroe, of all people, who's like, that was it. Are you serious?
Are you ready?
All right, here we go.
I have the video up.
Right. You're going to press play and then you're going to hold it up. Right. Okay. You got the laptop held up.
PC?
All right. Yes, I can see. Okay. Yes. Press play.
All right. Ready?
All right. Here we go. All right. Watch it.
Oh! Oh my God!
Come on!
Oh, look at her. She fell to the ground. She's clutching her throat.
She's clutching her throat. Can you?
Oh!
Come on!
Oh my
God! So now that you've seen it. Do you actually think it makes sense that he was kicked out?
No. Like, he did that by accident.
I mean, it barely bounced off of her. She grabbed her throat like she was dying all of a sudden.
Well, yeah, but you don't... I mean, he's the number one tennis player in the world. Yeah, you don't know how hard that thing got hit at her throat.
I mean, I watched it. It didn't go... It's not like an ace or a serve that he hit, which is, I believe, what they call... I don't know. I mean, it didn't look like that at all. It looked like me throwing it to my pooch in the backyard here.
One more time.
But she was like, he's number one. I'm getting paid.
Ready?
One more time. One more time. Go.
Oh! Oh, my gosh. Look at her. She falls into the wall.
Oh, God. Is it wrong that I'm laughing?
I'm sorry. What is wrong with you?
I mean, come on. Paramedics and everything, that's worth it.
Raven. Okay, let's put it on the same as, like, if it's like a baseball pitcher.
Yeah.
Right? And you know they could throw those balls hard.
Right.
If they threw that at your throat.
Oh, no question. He could serve it 118 miles per hour if he wanted to, but that one looked like a lob to your kid in the backyard.
All right. The bigger question is this going to be one of those moments that defines his life? And if you're a celebrity and you make one of these faux pas, what were the biggest ones of all time? And that's coming up next with Anna and Raven. Novak Djokovic is one of those moments that it's going to define his entire career.
That seems so crazy to me. I mean, he was going into the U.S. Open 26-0. He's one of the greatest tennis players of all time.
Yeah, but then he gets frustrated because he hurt his shoulder or whatever, and he did something that he's not supposed to do in the tennis world. He smacked the ball back, and what did he do? He hit a lines judge right in her throat. Boom!
I feel like she put her throat in front of that ball on purpose, thinking, today's my day. I'm going to get my minutes right here. To be fair, Anna and I know absolutely nothing about tennis.
It's true. It's Anna and Raven. But we purposely waited until today to watch the video together because we wanted to see, because everyone was saying, like, did he do it on purpose? And, I don't even understand now that we've watched it.
Yeah.
why you would ever think he did it on purpose.
Like, what's the big deal? I mean, he wasn't even looking in that direction.
It was definitely done out of frustration, and, like, sadly, it hit that lady in the throat. Like, that's...
She survived!
She's fine.
She's totally fine. She's at work today.
But I saw her in the video. I watched a lot of videos in the last few minutes, and she did seem like she was going to cry.
Well, okay, because it's embarrassing. Yeah. I mean, it's not fun to get punched in the throat.
But the thing about Novak Djokovic is, like, you know, he's understandably embarrassed. He's humiliated. Like,
right.
So he feels like he issued an apology. He got kicked out of the U.S. Open. But now
cost him
what?
Like $500,000.
Right. So, but there's certain times when celebrities do things that it defines their career. And
yeah.
I could understand why he would be so upset. One, because he feels bad for the lady. But more importantly, too, it's this is going to be one of those moments that defines his career, not his actual abilities as a
right.
tennis player.
Right. Britney Spears sold more albums than pretty much anybody at that time, right? She's come back, huge Las Vegas money. Now the free Britney moment. But instead, we still remember her shaving her head in the umbrella incident out in the parking lot.
Please, guys, don't do this.
Britney Spears tore up your Mercedes with that umbrella.
But the thing about Britney Spears and that why this is one of those defining moments for her is because that's when she lost control over all everything.
Her whole life.
And still, how
right.
many years later, 20 years later, we're still doing hashtag free Britney.
I mean, TMZ should have just left her alone that day.
They should have.
You watch the video and I tell you, man, even as somebody that works in media, like, I just feel bad for her, to be honest.
Right.
It's rough, man.
Yeah.
It's rough. But you know what? Brad didn't think he was always going to be known as cheating on Jen with Angelina Jolie.
Well, you know what? He definitely is.
Well, you reap what you sow because you see how that worked out after all this.
Yeah. So I believe in karma big okay. time. And I feel like when I was always Team Jennifer, just so okay. I feel like I should, get, I should
right.
share that.
Just put that out
right
there.
Right
there. Right.
So you could not root for that marriage, I feel like, when he married Angelina Jolie. How could you root for them? Because it's like you left Jennifer Aniston for her, like in a movie.
I'm sure there were many things that happened before him and Angelina Jolie hooked up. I mean, you know enough about relationships, I would think, as an adult woman to know that there were different things that weren't working.
But now they're always going to be defined as that. Is that relationship.
True. And so is she. So is Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah. Right?
And so is Angelina Jolie. The three of them all.
All of them.
It's
right.
Straight. As a matter of fact, Brad Pitt's almost come out the cleanest of all of them on the backside.
Which is so strange.
Quentin Tarantino movies, man. Oh. You gotta make them. They bring you right back from the dead.
It's sexist, that's why. The guys always end up being all right.
You know who should make himself a Quentin Tarantino movie?
Who?
Kanye West.
Oh.
Yo, Taylor. I'm really happy for you. I'm gonna let you finish. But Beyonce had one of the best videos of all time.
Yep.
Of all time!
Kanye West will always be known for that moment on that
stage.
To be
fair, I have like three Kanye West moments on this list, but
that's the biggest one. That is the one that people define him as. Like, you know, when you Kanye West was a good guy until that happened, and then Kanye West was not a good guy anymore.
Ever since that,
ever
really
since.
Ever
that was it
since that.
Right,
right.
It defined his career. Was that Taylor Swift moment?
Is the line judge going to survive? By the way,
yeah, she's fine. That's the good news.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.